CBS presents this program in color.
Better get a shot of it.
The light's bad. Still, I'll give it a try.
Watch it.
Oh, mirror, mirror in my hand. Who's the prettiest in the land?
Mama, you're flipping again.
Oh, I can't help it, sonny. Just being in town drives me crazy.
Come on, Mama.
Now, there's a handsome lad in his uniform.
Danke, gnädige Frau.
It's a pity you're not in the service, sonny, and you could wear a uniform.
They wouldn't take me, and I love war. I already had my snowshoes for the Russian front. Oh, Mama, if only I...
Hush, hush, Angel. He's a little scrambled upstairs. He's my own flesh and blood, but I have to admit it. What's going on in there?
Having a party? A
little winding, perhaps? I think I'll go in and do my imitation of Marlene Dietrich.
Luftwaffe headquarters. Verboten.
Oh, couldn't Mama go in and rest a little? She's very tired. Oh,
I'm not a well woman. I'm as weak as a cat lately.
Nein! Verboten! Raus!
Not very gemütlich, is he, sonny? We're all Nazis together, you know. Heil Hitler!
Rush!
A few moments ago, I was a gnädige Frau. How quickly they change.
Hold it. It's all you got? The outside of the building?
Well, that's all we could manage, Colonel.
Yeah, that guard on the door, sir, was a real hard case. We never had a chance with him.
Not very efficient, gnädige Frau.
Leave off.
It's Luftwaffe Intelligence Headquarters. It's important we get a bug in there.
And we can't plant the bug unless we know the layout inside.
Arouse, everybody, arouse, roll call, everybody outside. Line up.
All right, all right.
All the prisoners outside. That means you too, madam.
No, I'm going.
And please, be quick about it, madam.
Madam?
Oh, but they're rehearsing a play, Schultz.
Those two jokers are actors?
Schon.
Philip, give me the letter. I must have the letter, Philip.
What letter?
Good, huh?
Tell.
Trouble with this war. Everybody's a critic.
I'll rouse you two.
All right, we're rousing. Could you unbutton me, please?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Rouse everybody, rouse!
That is
the estimate for painting the interior of the new headquarters, sir.
This is labor and materials?
Yes, General, at a local company.
450 marks and 12 pfennigs for painting? That's an outrage.
I agree with you, General Borkhalter. I wouldn't pay it if I were you.
I won't.
I admire your strength in these situations.
But you will.
What?
You'll pay for it. Out of the very generous allowance Berlin gives you to run Stalag 13.
But, General Borkhalter, that's impossible. I can barely manage as it is.
You are a Luftwaffe officer.
Yes, sir.
Strange as it may seem at times, the new intelligence headquarters is a Luftwaffe operation. Therefore, it becomes your problem.
But why should that responsibility fall upon me?
What would you rather have fall upon you? Responsibility? Or snowflakes?
I can assure you, General Burkhalter, we will use a very good brand of paint.
Burke always got clink on the ropes.
Right where we want. Gentlemen, his little problem is going to solve our little problem. We are now in the paint contracting business.
Hogan, I have been sitting here for hours trying to cut expenses, and you are asking for an extra loaf of white bread a week for your men.
And a few cookies.
And a few cookies. Anything special you would like?
Chocolate chip would be fine.
Chocolate chip.
Or raisin. I tell you what, mix them up. Surprises.
Hogan, not only is your request denied, but I will take away that loaf of white bread you're getting now and instead give you regular camp bread rations.
Back to the sawdust.
Miss.
Sir. I realize we're enemies, but we're also human beings. I can tell something's disturbing you, huh?
Yes, you're disturbing me. Dismissed.
You can't help each other. Why are we here?
It's that painting job, right?
How did you know that?
I've been reading your desk.
Everything here's secret?
450 marks to paint the interior of the building. That's no secret. It's an outrage.
That's exactly what General Burkhalter said.
We could do the job for 350 marks.
We?
Two of my men before the war were interior decorators. Sergeant Carter's the best house painter in Muncie, Indiana.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I must say I'm very impressed.
350 marks. A saving of 100 marks. Buy a lot of monocles, sir.
Yeah. Why are you making this offer?
We don't want you to economize. We want to save that loaf of bread.
Oh, so you can go to town, try a little escape.
Yeah, my word as an officer and a gentleman, no escape.
I'm afraid not. It's against all regulations. 350, your best price?
Rock bottom, and we're losing money on the job.
But we want to keep you as a customer.
I'm afraid it's impossible.
Tell you what, if there's any paint left over, we'll do a quick touch-up on your office. It's beginning to look shabby, rather embarrassing.
All right. Paint the Luftwaffe headquarters and my office for 350 marks. One more thing. Schultz.
No! Can't paint anything else at that price.
Schultz will guard you, and if there's any attempt at an escape, his orders will be shoot to kill.
Not exactly union conditions, but we'll take the job.
How long will this job take?
Well, it's hard to say. We're dealing with experts here. I mean, they can't be rushed.
I brought these men out of here tonight! Sir.
Now listen, Hogan. This job is...
Idiot!
I'm sorry, sir. I want this job finished as quickly as
possible. You can depend on us, sir. We won't hold up the war.
The only war we got.
There's one other war, Sergeant. The one with icicles.
How much equipment can you put in?
Well, it's a larger question. What's turbines on?
Hogan! These men are experts?
Have you ever heard that before? It's an old painter's joke.
Schultz, you're in charge. I'm making you personally responsible.
Ja, wohl, Herr Kommandant.
And be alert. Or as alert as you can possibly be. Carry on.
All right, everybody, pay attention. You heard the commandant. I am in charge, and I'm supervising it. I want you to do a very good job.
You don't know anything about painting.
That makes two of you.
My father used to have a painting, so don't tell me what you
knew anything about. Everybody! Get to work!
Jones is in charge. Come on. Come on.
My dad worked for the highway department.
Oh, you
dad.
Yeah,
come on. Dad, will you?
Can you go out of Sandy's walls?
Well, it shouldn't be too difficult planting a bug. There's plenty of wiring coming into the place.
Mm-hmm. Remember, I promised Clink a good job.
We aim to please, sir. We'd like to have more of your hidden microphone work. Good.
Get me General Mueller. General Mueller, Major Vogel here, sir. Heil Hitler. Sir, we have received copies of the Section 489 maps from headquarters. Yes, sir. Fighter deployment location and unit strength. Top secret. Shall I send them to your office here, General? Advance. Heil Hitler.
Excuse me, sir. We need your help.
What is it?
Was there any special color, say, you wanted us to paint the wall?
Why bother me with that? Can't you see I'm busy? I am not an interior decorator.
Well, I never thought you were, sir. Although one never can tell, can one? Would you just look at this, sir? Just look at it. It's called a gay, happy, a chartreuse. Now, just watch the way it goes on, sir. Now, watch this. The other room becomes alive.
It's very ordinary. I'm a human myself. What do you think of that?
It doesn't capture the real Luftwaffe. Now, here is something that will stimulate the old optic nerves.
You have both put the same color on the wall.
It challenges the imagination, doesn't it, sir?
Paint it a regulation color! Well, what color is used in military buildings?
Your army or ours?
I don't care what color! Just paint it!
So hard to bring beauty into some people's lives.
One, two, three, four. I came with four, I leave with four.
What about me, Schultz?
You are an officer, Colonel. You do not count. The count is correct. I take the prisoners back to select the field, my honor.
Halt! Search them. There is top secret material in this room, Sergeant. Search them!
Nothing, sir. Next. Nothing, sir. Next. Raise your arms. Raise your arms. Nothing. Sir.
Come on, I'm sick of Schultz.
Nothing. Sir.
You forgot to look in that pocket.
My watch!
Don't be too careful these days.
Raise your arms, sir. Nothing, sir.
What are you doing? Turn that light back on.
The light's giving off too much heat. The room will dry too fast. You don't want tacky paint, do you?
All I want is for you to finish and get out as quickly as possible.
Major, you read my mind.
All right, everybody, run, 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 run!
It's just
Just came in from London, Colonel.
Hold it. London's sending a special courier for the map. They'll drop him in when we're ready, fly him out the following night.
And it's signed Anxious.
Be nice if we had the bloody thing for him.
But we haven't.
Cod's gonna find that map any minute.
And then they'll find us.
Yeah.
Guys are knocking yourselves out for no reason at all?
I don't consider a firing squad no reason at all.
Are you figuring to try for it again, Colonel?
Like tomorrow?
That's ridiculous!
Oh, come off it, sir, please.
We were supposed to put a microphone there. We did it. C'est fini.
As a matter of fact, I was a bit rushed on that bug. I should check it.
Okay. But the map is the big bonus.
I still think we ought to forget it.
I already have. Let's talk about girls.
They're sending a special courier.
Give him an IOU.
That's a map of German fighter deployment. Any idea what that would mean to our bomber command?
Sure. That's the places they'd hit first.
And sabotage on the ground.
The Krauts would get wise to that right away and redeploy.
Right. But it would take them a month to rearrange themselves. In that time, having the map could save maybe 100 bomber crews. I say it's worth another shot.
But how?
Tomorrow, when they take us to that building, we get into the room, take the map out of the lamp, signal London we're ready, and that's it. Absolutely nothing to worry about. Or is there?
Now you're coming over to our side.
Why not? Let's all be scared together.
Customer pen is by yours?
Jawohl, Feldwebel.
The major's orders are not to let you in. He's busy.
Tell him we have to get into the office, Schultz.
Aber how did the mission rang in?
Nein, das ist verboten.
You heard what he said about face back to the man.
Wait a minute.
What's going on here?
We want to go in and finish the job, Major.
As far as I am concerned, you are finished.
We should inspect the work and check the paint to make sure it's drying properly.
Take them back to camp.
Jawohl, Herr Major.
Last officer to go against Burkhalter's orders is missing in action.
General Burkhalter?
About that high, about that wide, walks like a duck.
I know what he looks like. Mm-hmm. You under his orders?
Yeah, he's a great guy.
All right. Inspect the paint. And out!
All right, inspect the paint. Everybody, come on.
Let's go. We're going to inspect the paint.
We're just going to inspect the paint. Get right out.
You? What makes them so happy?
Oh, they have to be. Union regulations.
Hold
it, man. Hold it. Not enough light in here. Can't inspect the paint unless you can see.
You told us to keep the lights off or the paint would not dry properly.
That was yesterday. You got to keep up with the times. It's be the bulb or the wiring. I'll check it.
Schultz, don't lean against it. It's still wet.
Don't you think I know wet paint when I see it?
Sure you do.
Excuse me, sir. But what do you think of the color?
Yes, do you like it?
Don't bother me.
He likes it.
All right, LeBeau. Let's try it.
Where, sir?
See? Loose bulb.
The paint is drying very well, Colonel.
Yes, I'm satisfied.
Oh, that's good enough for me. Kinch, everything where it ought to be?
You know what they say, Colonel? There's a place for everything, and the thing is in its place.
See, Major? It only hurt a minute.
Rush, rush, rush! Well, gentlemen, you did a very good job on the painting. You did not make any trouble. There was no monkey business. You didn't try to escape. You did not steal anything.
We must be slipping.
Just to show you my appreciation, I take you all out to the Hofbräu for a beer.
Very decent of you, Schultz.
Oh, you're all crowding the yard wine.
Yeah, but we can't accept.
Why?
It's against regulations.
Regulations? That's my job.
Take us back to camp, huh?
Now, wait a minute, Colonel Hogan. I want to buy you a drink. I'm paid.
Can't turn him down, sir. It's military courtesy.
I didn't want to tell you this, but I don't feel too well.
What's wrong, Colonel?
Back there in the office, I got a sudden pain right here.
And he wants to get rid of it, right, Colonel?
As quickly as possible. If a man gets caught with a pain like this, I mean, he could be very, very sick.
Yeah, every minute he has it is dangerous.
Yeah, but Colonel Hogan, a beer will make you feel much better.
I don't think so. Thanks anyway, Schultz.
Thank you, Schultz.
Halt! I am in charge here, and I decided to take you down the street for a beer, and anybody who refuses will be shot trying to escape.
He's gone mad.
That's not like him.
She'll see. You sound like a killer.
I'm thirsty.
Right, here we go.
You're going to have a job, Tommy. This is the time to have.
Thank you.
You're a
sweetheart.
Now, gentlemen, to our wives and sweethearts.
May they never meet.
Oh, you feel better, girl?
Yeah, having a ball, Schultz.
Come on, beer. That's the last one, really. Schultz,
Javol? Javol reports you permitted these men to leave Luftwaffe headquarters without being searched.
I was thirsty. I forgot.
You forgot?
Search them. On your feet, all of you. Line up.
Very friendly type.
It's their country.
It's also their map, but the firing squad will be ours.
Just what do you think you're doing?
Oh, it's a bit warm, sir.
Oh, really? That was very stupid. No wonder you British are losing the war.
Oh, did you hear that, chaps? We're losing the war. It's the first time I've heard of it. I must write to my mum and dad. They're going to be shocked.
Silence! Ha-ha! You stole that!
Well, I prefer to think of it, sir, as borrowed.
Well? All right. As you were. Make sure that man is punished. And Sergeant, next time observe regulations. Understood?
Understood! Oh, boy, is it understood.
Hey, remember that pain I had a while ago? It's gone.
I told you, Colonel. A beer will make you feel much better.
Who's got it?
You mean it's catchy?
There we are, sir. Allow me.
Thank you.
Not at all, sir. There is no reason why this war can't be a helpful one, is it, sir?
As long as you Englanders know your place.
Right.
Be the same?
Be the same to you, sir. And drop dead about it while you're on the way.
About that pain, sir, I think I've got it now.
In this country?
Let's go back to camp.
Yeah, before someone else catches you.
How much is it?
I put it in the old geezer's coat and took it out while he was leaving.
Look, Kirk, I wish I could give you a medal for this.
Well, the truth is, sir...
Don't tell me.
You'll never miss it.
$50, 12 pfennigs. It's one of the greatest bargains of World War II, sir. I'd like it in cash.
Not so fast, my friend. I have a little bill for you.
Commandant, you've been painting behind my back.
Transportation and the use of a truck into Hamburg, 150 marks. Overtime for Sergeant Schultz, 190 marks and 12 pfennigs.
190 marks for Schultz? You gotta be kidding.
He's a sergeant, remember?
A corporal could have guarded us.
You wouldn't have saved a great deal. Perhaps 10%.
Look, we made a deal. We did a good job. We want the money.
Dismissed.
I'd like the cash, sir.
I said dismissed.
Is that your final word?
It is indeed.
Okay.
Knock it off! Fellas, knock it off!
We lost the contract.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Where are you going? Just a minute. Where?
You don't resist. Hogan!
My office. Who's going to paint it, huh?
If I were you, I'd get someone with experience.
Hey, how about that little corporal with the mustache?
Out!
Is he busy?
Out!
Oh.
Thank you.